In the last episode, Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson outwitted the desperate bandit gang and succeeded in again getting possession of the precious aircraft plans, saving them for their own government. That night, you may rest assured, Jimmy had a long and well-earned sleep. But it is now the following morning, and the young flying student has just entered Speed Robertson's room on the airport.
What are you doing, Speed? Figuring out how much money you spent on your new ship?
No, I'm making a few entries in my logbook, Jimmy, to bring my flying time up to date.
Oh, do you keep track of all your time in the air?
Oh, just about. It's a good habit to form. I hope you're keeping your time straight.
I sure am.
In later years, Jim, the record of your flying is going to be one of your most cherished personal possessions.
Yes, I suppose that's true.
Sure is. Every once in a while, I get out my old logbooks and run through the pages. Reminds me of trips I made, places I visited, and people who flew with me. Well, that's that until I do some more flying.
Say, Speed, did they get any trace of the transport with the gang in it?
I just talked to Captain Sweeney over the phone before you came in.
Oh, yeah? What did he have to say?
Well, not a whole lot. They finally learned that late yesterday afternoon, a transport without any identification marks on it landed near a little town in southwestern Oklahoma, picked up some gas, and then flew south.
Oh, boy, those fellas sure have plenty of nerve. They seem to stop at nothing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Jim.
Oh, gee, Speed, I wish we could have captured him yesterday.
Yeah, but we would have taken too great a chance. What we wanted were the plans, and we got them, thanks to you. Well, what do you say we go down on the line now and do a little flan?
That suits me. I'm ready anytime.
Okay, I'll call Flash Lewis to have the ship warmed up.
I guess Flash feels pretty good now that everything's...
Hello? Hello, Flash? Well, this is Speed Robertson talking. Flash, get her ship warmed up. Jimmy says he feels like flying today. Okay, we'll be right there. Let's go, Jimmy.
Okay.
Morning, Flash.
Howdy, boys. How are you feeling after your big scrap down in the country?
Oh, we feel great, Flash. But how are you?
Well, I don't have no excitement like you guys. But that ain't the half of it. I don't want none. I think I'll get out of this aviation business and get me a chicken farm or something.
Yeah, I can just see you nursing a brood of chickens, Flash. You know, if my memory doesn't fail me, about 10 years ago you told me you were through with aviation.
Yeah, but I mean it this time. Well, this kite's all ready.
Okay, Jimmy. I don't see much sense to my flying around with you today.
Oh, gee, Speed, do you mean you want me to solo it?
Can you get it around all right? I'll go with you if you want me.
Oh, no, I don't want you to go with me.
Oh, you don't want me to go, huh?
Well, I don't mean that, Speed. What I meant to say was, well, I can solo it all right. I know I can, Speed. It's a good day, and, well, I just know I can fly her. Will you let me take it up alone?
Sure, kid, you can handle it. Now, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Let's see now. The wind's from the south. Taxi out on that north-south runway and take a real good look around for any ships landing or taking off.
Well, sure, I'm careful about that.
And remember this. A transport or mail plane always has a right-of-way in landing or taking off.
Yeah, I know, Speed.
All right, now climb up to 500 feet, make a left turn around the field, and then come in and land. Now, you all ready?
All ready. Here goes.
And to say, Jimmy, look out for them cloud worms up there. And if you see something that's golden blue, stay out of its way. It's a cone of silence.
All right, Flash. I won't forget.
Kid get away with it, all right?
Sure, he won't have any trouble. And Flash, this is one of the great days in every pilot's life. The day he makes his first solo hop.
You said it, Speed. It's like getting married for the first time, but not quite as dangerous.
Oh, now, that depends on the pilot, Flash.
Yeah, well, I'll take my chances with an airplane. If I had a crack-up, I at least wouldn't have to have no lawyer tell me how to fix it up. Uh-oh, there goes Jimmy down the runway.
That's a nice takeoff. Look at that. Straight down a runway and into the air with a nice, gentle climb.
Oh, that kid's all right. I bet he's been itching to go up in the air alone.
He's a natural, Flash. He takes to flying like some people take to watermelon. He just naturally has the feel of an airplane. Well, who's this coming up in the car?
Looks like that sister of Dick Cross.
Oh, yeah, sure enough.
Her brother was learning to fly, but I ain't seen him around the last few days.
Good morning, Mr. Robertson. Good morning, Mr. Lewis.
Morning, Barbara. We were just watching a friend of yours making his first solo.
Yeah, that's him just making a turn now over the river.
Oh, how wonderful. I noticed the ship taking off as I was driving in. Who's the pilot?
Well, I'll give you three guesses who would bring Speed Robertson out here on the line.
Oh, it must be Jimmy Allen. Oh, I think that's splendid. Aren't you thrilled, Mr. Robertson?
Yeah, of course I am. He made a very nice takeoff, too.
My brother Dick told us that Jimmy was the best student in Central Flying School, and I'm sure you're proud of him.
Yes, he's all right. He'll make a good pilot, too. Well, he's making his turn into the field. Let's see. Now we'll see what kind of a landing the kid makes.
He started his glide.
Yeah, he cut his motor at the right spot.
Oh, dear, I hope this landing's all right.
Don't worry about him. There he's flattening out. Now hold it off, Jim. That's a boy. Now, down with the tail. That's fine.
Oh, yes.
That's okay.
A good landing, Speed. Your student's all right.
A good landing? That was simply grand. Why, that ship didn't even bone.
He must have remembered some of the things you told him, Speed.
That boy didn't need much instruction. He could have soloed after an hour's duel if he'd had to and got by with it, too.
Look at the big grin on his face. I'll bet he's sure tickled.
He ought to be. He made a better landing alone than he ever did when I was with him.
Was it all right, Speed?
That was fine, Jim. That was just grand. Your takeoff was good and the landing couldn't have been better. Say, Flash, taxi the ship back in the hangar. That's all I want him to do today.
Shall I try a few more landings? I think I can do better.
Now, Jimmy, that'll be all today, but you can do some more air work tomorrow. I have to be running along now. Flash will take care of your ship.
Jimmy would fly that ship all day if you'd let him.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. They want to crowd too much time in right at the start.
Oh, hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm just fine, Jimmy, and very thrilled over your first solo. It was just perfect.
Well, gee, thanks. I didn't think it was so good, though. I can do a lot better.
It looked all right from where we stood, kid. Well, how do you feel now that you're a great big full-fledged pilot, huh?
I'll feel a lot better when I get my license.
That won't take long.
You'll have it in no time at all.
Oh, but gee, I have another surprise for you.
What do you mean, another surprise? What was the first one?
Well, I got down without breaking anything.
Oh, I'm sure we won't count that as a surprise, Jimmy.
Certainly not. But what's the other one?
Well, you see, today's my birthday, so I'm sure glad you wanted me to solo.
Why,
you old rascal, and you didn't say a thing about it. Well, how many times do I get to paddle you, huh?
18 times. Oh, but you'll have to catch me first.
Congratulations, Jimmy, and many happy returns of the day.
Thank you, Barbara.
So you're 18 years old today, eh, Jim? Okay, you come up to my office later, and I'll have that pedal all ready. I must run now.
Gee, thanks, Speed, for all the trouble you're taking with me.
Forget it, kid. You did a good job, and I'll be seeing you all later.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, gee, there's a great fella for you.
Yes, he is, Jimmy, and he's very fond of you.
Oh, I wouldn't want a better friend, I can tell you that. But say, Barbara, what's become of Dick? I haven't seen him around the field the past few days.
Well, I'm down here looking for him now. You know he's had to give up his flying course.
What? No, I didn't know that. What's the trouble? He was so interested in flying.
Yes, he was, and still is. But you see... Oh, Jimmy, I shouldn't bother you with family troubles, especially on a day like this, when you have every reason in the world to be so happy.
Oh, nonsense. Maybe there's some way I can help Dick out. I know you'll be terribly disappointed to give up flying.
Yes, that's made it twice as difficult. But you see, well, we all talked it over and... Oh, Jimmy, here's someone who must be looking for you.
Hmm?
See? The girl in the blue roadster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that must be Miss Hammond. Oh, but I don't think she's looking for me.
Good morning, Jimmy. What are you doing on this perfectly gorgeous day?
Good morning, Miss Hammond. Well, may I present Miss Croft? Barbara, this is Miss Hammond.
How do you do?
How do you do? You must have been flying, Jimmy.
I should say he has been flying. He made his first solo flight this morning.
How interesting. And was it successful, Jimmy?
Well, I got down without breaking the airplane. I guess you'd call it successful.
Oh, it was just wonderful. A smooth takeoff and a perfect landing.
Oh, well, congratulations and all that sort of thing, Jimmy. Now you can take me riding. I intend holding you to that promise, you know.
Well, I... Well, you see, I'm not ready to take passengers yet. I've got to get my license first.
Oh, Jimmy, you're so technical. Why bother about licenses and things?
Well, maybe Mr. Robertson wouldn't approve of your violating any rules, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, Speed Robertson. He is a dear thing, isn't he? Maybe I should get Speed to take me flying. Or arrange to have his pupil do it.
Well, Miss Hammond, maybe we better wait a while. You see, the government is... Well, the government's very strict. But Speed would take you for a ride, I'm sure, when he gets his Bluebird racer finished.
Oh, that would be rather thrilling, wouldn't it? To ride with Speed Robertson in his racing plane. However, I'll wait for you, Jimmy. But I'm very impatient.
Oh, Jimmy, I must run along and find Dick. Glad to have seen you, Miss Hammond. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Barbara. And thanks.
Goodbye. It's been a pleasure.
Barbara's brother, Dick, has been a student with me in the school.
Oh, yes. And does Miss Croft fly?
Oh, no, she doesn't fly, but, well, she's mighty interested in aviation.
Did you say aviation, Jimmy? Or aviators?
This has been a great day for Jimmy. His first solo flight and a birthday. And we have a sneaking idea that Speed's quite proud of his student. But there's much excitement and many thrills in store for Jimmy. Don't miss his next flying adventure.